Get ready. You're about to enter the Remzo Republic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the one and only Remzo Republic, broadcasting you coast from the one and only Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm your host, as always, Remzo W. Martinez, trying to make freedom fun again here twice a week, coming to you from LRN.FM, Player FM, Auto Radio, and the Self-Defense Radio Network. Excited to have you here, old and new listeners alike. For those of you jumping in, this is a great time. I say this every episode. I especially say this towards the beginning of every season, because the one thing I want to do is kind of let you know where I'm coming from. For old listeners, you've heard this a million times, but every episode of the show is someone's new episode. And what we want to do is we want to confront the culture. We don't want to regurgitate the news of the day. We don't want to feed you the things you can hear 20 million different ways elsewhere. I want to go ahead and bring you original content that will not only inform you, but it'll also entertain you and give you a new perspective on something. And this is just me, but you know, I had someone message the page recently, and I had another gentleman actually come up and introduce himself. And when he did, he looked at me, he's like, "So I hear you're known for making very inflammatory statements." And I was like, "Well, I think that's a matter of perspective." But anyway, I think we use a lot of words to describe things. We tend to generalize things in a certain way. Someone will say something to you and you'll say, that's awesome. Well, is that really awesome? Then we'll say something else and we'll be like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. Well, is, you know, getting a bad text message or having to pay a little extra or something, is that really the worst thing ever? One thing I've really tried to do, apart from limiting my cursing, because I know that's something that happens every once in a while. My bad. Sorry. I'm sinful. I'm trying to get over that. The one thing that I've noticed is that, you know, in terms of politics, because it is a politically charged show often, regardless of whichever person you're talking about, generally the worst tends to come out in people. And I recently finished the film Get Me Roger Stone, and you generally see the worst when it comes to humanity, when it comes to politics. And I forgot what conversation I was overhearing recently. And, you know, coming out of Liberty University, I miss the campus. I miss the people there. But this certain conversation at a restaurant that I overheard kind of got me wondering. And I'm not going to say who the candidates were, but long story short, you know, this one guy's talking. He's like, oh, she's Satan. Oh, she's a beast from hell. It's funny when you think about that. But, you know, I've heard of that type of rhetoric being thrown at more than one person on occasion, especially during campaigns. I heard somebody recently say, oh, that person is possessed by a demon or something. And just in jest, I was thinking, well, okay, are they really demonic? Are they really Satan? Are they really possessed by the devil or something? And as I'm thinking about this, I'm going through a whole bunch of books since I was moving out of my dorm, and I find one of my old theology textbooks. And as I'm going through that, I go over to the demonology section, and it's interesting. If you remember going back to season two, and I'll link to the episode in the show notes, we had friend of the show Jim Harold come on, and we were talking about how stories such as, you know, Paranormal Activity and things like that, they tend to cross culture, they cross borders, they cross barriers. And when it comes to demonology, it's always been one of those things that I think a lot of people are divided on, especially in the evangelical community. I know certainly at Liberty, we didn't often talk about the possibility of, you know, poltergeists or demons or ghosts. I mean, it's mentioned biblically at times, but I think today we tend to stay away from that. But when it comes to demons, that's just, it just kind of sends a shiver up my spine. I want to go ahead and talk more about this, but I brought in somebody who's kind of an expert. Before I introduce him, let me go ahead and give you a little bit of information about him. He's internationally known. He's an award-winning author of the Autism and the God Connection book trilogy that explores the aspects of spiritual giftedness in many people with autism. These books encompass Autism and the God Connection, The Soul of Autism, which is translated into several languages as of now, and The Autism Prophecies. His other books of the paranormal genre include Conversation with Dogs, A Psychic Reveals What Our Canine Companions Have to Say, and Under Spiritual Siege, How Ghosts and Demons Affect Us and How to Combat Them. And I could keep going on and on because he's so accomplished, but let me go ahead and introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, William Stillman. Sir, welcome to the program. It's great to have you on.
Thank you for having me, Remzo. You've got a great voice, and I love Virginia.
We're the best state in the country. What can I say?
Well, I'm in a neighboring commonwealth, that is Pennsylvania. So I always like when I go to Virginia because it reminds me so much of Pennsylvania.
Very true. Very true. So, sir, this is kind of something that a lot of people are mixed on. I mean, they wouldn't typically jump into my program to hear about this, but this is something that, you know, I think people are going to walk out of it with a very unique perspective at the end of it because they're a little bit more informed. But, you know,
I'd like to suggest that you inform your listeners about what happened just prior to beginning rolling tape.
You're right, folks. A little inside baseball information. Before we started recording this episode, I already had my notes laid out. I already had everything set. And as I was calling William over Skype, it's like all the windows and the recording software and everything on the monitor just kind of acted strange. Windows were clicking out. Things were freezing. And I had done several recordings before this, but it's like I don't know how to explain it. I thought it was a bug or the internet connection, but things just started getting a little trippy. And then you, sir, you said something that I didn't necessarily take seriously at the moment. You said, well, when you're talking with me and we're talking about demons specifically, expect this stuff to happen. So inside, I'm kind of laughing. I'm like, oh, he's making a joke. But it suddenly kept getting worse. And then you volunteered to do a quick blessing, and, well, we're able to continue the show. So, yep. Folks, take that as you will.
And all of that stuff started happening immediately after you saying, I want to talk about demonology. So I think it speaks to the premise of the need to acknowledge those kinds of negative energies, have a healthy respect, but yet keep our distance and remain rooted in a foundation of our belief systems in a higher power, because that's going to be the protective buffer. And it also speaks to why you should not be very careless or frivolous in attempting to engage or interact with those kinds of energies. And I'm talking about people who are thrill seekers. I'm talking about people who are doing their own haunting investigations. I'm talking about people who use message boards or Ouija boards of some sort, because you might as well throw out a welcome mat, because you are inviting those kinds of energies in. And those kinds of energies are very, very subtle. They are very cowardly, and they are very insidious. So they'll go from smallest to largest, and they will build gradually over time such that you're not even aware that it's happening. So it's always good to be very much conscious and aware that they exist. Protect yourself, as we did with the blessing, and I'd be willing to bet that you haven't had any problems since then.
None.
And that we, you know, need to just have a healthy respect for one another.
Exactly. So, sir, that kind of leads me to my first question. And just coming in raw, coming in just, you know, with a blank canvas, what is a demon? I mean, just to break it down that way, because people know what a ghost is. People know what, you know, what a spirit is, what a soul is. But demons are something more insidious.
Well, I'm not sure that people really do understand the difference between ghost and demon. Ghost, and I use the word spirit to define the soul energy of someone who has successfully transitioned to the heavenly realm. So that person's soul, I make synonymous with the word spirit. A ghost is also a soul energy, but it's a soul energy of someone who has, for a variety of reasons, has not successfully transitioned to the heavenly realm and is earthbound. And there could be, as I said, a number of reasons for that. But with a ghost, because that soul energy still perceives itself as human, it projects itself as human in clothing that it would associate with the era in which that soul existed, you can reason and you can rationalize with ghosts because they retain the human elements of their persona. And that's part of what I have done in the past, is to help certain souls who are ghosts and they are stuck to transition, and to help them to understand the rationale for why it would behoove them to let go and to release and to reunite with loved ones on the other side. A demon is another kind of energy. A demon has not been human. A demon is a negative energy that thrives on chaos and destruction. There is no reasoning and there is no rationalizing with a demonic energy because it is not human, it is inhuman. And so it is extremely important that we exercise great care, great respect, and again, remain rooted in a foundation of personal spirituality that pays homage to a higher power in order to be protected, because I have seen it time and time again that people who are naive, people who are thrill seekers, will actively attempt to engage with these negative energies, and there are just very destructive consequences as a result of that.
So, actually, you know what? My producer is indicating something. So we've got to cut to our first commercial break. Folks, hang on tight. We'll be back in a moment.
Let's make freedom fun again. Join the Rimso Republic on Patreon today. Take the show on the go by subscribing to the Rims of the Republic on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and YouTube. Don't be left out.
It's time to shake up your podcast feed, folks, by subscribing to Lions of Liberty, the only libertarian variety show out there. Spend Mondays with me, Mark Clare, as I feature in-depth interviews with great names in the libertarian community and fun roundtable discussions.
Electric Liberty Land with me, Brian McWilliams, every Wednesday, your weekly dose of comedy, culture, and liberty.
And Felony Fridays with me, John Odermatt, where I expose injustice in the broken criminal justice system.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and at lionsofliberty.com.
Hey everyone, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad is Liberty. Each week we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at johnnyrocketlaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty. Rock and roll.
Make sure to visit libertarianwingmedia.com, where you can find articles written by libertarians all over the world on all of today's issues. Check out our podcast network with monthly and weekly podcasts. Check out our libertarian t-shirt store with t-shirts like Make Markets Free Again and Make Markets Not War. And you too can become an author at Libertarian Wing Media and write what you want, when you want. Just email alexmerced@alexmerced.com. Thank you very much.
Folks, welcome back. Sorry about the early. We kind of had to cut into it. I want to give this conversation a little bit more time than we typically would for other episodes, because this is something that, you know, I'm extremely curious about. So, sir, covering, you know, continuing on from what we just discussed earlier, I'm just curious, can spirits or demons, can they affect, like, the mental and physical nature of an individual? I mean, can they make them act differently? Do they just freak them out? Can they influence you? I mean, what actually goes on when demons are trying to plague our lives?
Well, it's a very individualized process. So it's not a one-size-fits-all process. Of course, if you're talking about full-blown demonic possession, for which an exorcism might be one form of intervention, there are specific symptoms. There's a criteria that needs to be met in order for that to occur. But I think that it is occurring all around us on a daily basis in ways that are much more subtle. For example, there is a nationwide heroin epidemic going on in the United States at present. And I think that is one form of demonic intervention in an attempt to cause chaos and destruction, in an attempt to undermine and cause to become undone people who are otherwise beautiful and talented and gifted and loving and have great things of value to offer their community. So I think that in and of itself is a very destructive and duplicitous agenda on the part of negative energies. What I can tell you is when I have investigated cases of hauntings and they are not attributed to a ghost but to a demonic energy, in every instance without exception in that home, there has been addiction and abuse. What these energies want ultimately is to escalate the emotional climate of the household to the point where things are ripe for the stage to be set for a murder-suicide to occur. And if you do your research and you do your homework and you look at cases where certain individuals, family members, have wiped out their entire family, they often will say, "I heard voices telling me to do it." Now, is that a form of mental illness? Or, you know, are they having auditory hallucinations as a byproduct of a manic episode or being schizophrenic? Is it demonic possession? Or is it a mixture of both? And it's a curious thing to consider.
So, bringing up what you just mentioned a few moments ago, you mentioned the heroin epidemic. You mentioned also that, you know, people can create beauty in the world. They have good potential. Coming at things from a biblical Christian worldview, where I would usually start, you know, looking into things with my observations, I come at it from this. Man is inherently sinful because of the fall, and because of that, we're susceptible to make bad and sometimes self-destructive decisions. And I know what you mentioned a moment ago with people hearing voices, with people going and committing atrocious acts against those that they love. What really separates things from just, you know, men falling into their sinful nature and then these negative energies coming into play? Or are they intermixed or different?
I think what separates those people from those who actually commit those heinous and destructive acts from those who don't is a mixture of conscience and will and spiritual conviction. But I think you're right. We all have it within us because we do have free will, and that's a blessing and a gift. We all have it within ourselves to be destructive. But I'd also like to think that we all have some measurement of moral standards by which we hold ourselves accountable that prevents us from crossing that line and doing something that is irreversibly destructive, like taking a life.
So kind of digging into this a little bit more, what are certain things that can actually attract a demonic presence to an individual? Is it just somebody that's susceptible to bad habits or sinful nature, as we mentioned? Or can it happen to even the most, you know, and I'm saying this liberally, the most perfect person?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I think it depends upon how spiritually grounded you are. In my experience, what I have seen is that these negative energies, as I said, they're cowardly, so they will prey upon children. And so these are the kids that are awakening between midnight and 3 a.m. screaming in terror and have nightmares and night terrors on a regular basis. And they're reporting red-eyed figures or hooded figures at the foot of their bed. So, you know, there really is something to, you know, the monster under the bed or the monster in the closet. And these negative energies will also prey upon people who are already vulnerable and predisposed to experiencing mental health issues. So those mental health issues become protracted or exaggerated. The symptomology becomes exaggerated. They will prey upon people who are vulnerable and predisposed to temptation for addiction. So people who are alcoholic, people who are abusing prescription medication, people who view pornography excessively, people who have all kinds of, you know, dependency issues. And I have also seen that they will prey upon the wealthy and famous, including politicians, because those are the people who hold sway over any number of followers and can influence many, many people.
So I think it's very interesting you brought up politicians. And this might seem like just kind of a random question, but I am genuinely curious. Do you think demonic activity had anything to do with the 2016 election? Because there were some times where that just seemed downright horrific.
Gosh, I really don't have an I don't really have an opinion about that.
Not a problem.
But I think things are playing out as could be expected.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't think that our president is a nice person. I don't think that he's.
You mean you don't just want to go up to President Trump and just give him a giant hug? You don't think he's a very kind person?
I feel badly for him, to be honest with you.
Sir, we're going to go ahead and hit our final commercial break. Folks, you're listening to the Remsa Republic. We'll be back in a moment.
We'll be back shortly.
Visit RemsaRepublic.com for all available content.
Hey guys, Tim Preuss here, and I wanted to take a minute and invite you to stop over to PreussPodcast.com and give our show a listen. We've got in-depth commentary on the issues that matter to you.
These hookers. Fucking whores are out there.
They're hookers, man, I tell you.
Yeah, that's like the most contact I've had with the hooker. Yelling at me on Twitter.
We break down the most pressing issues of our time.
This what? Large lady with, like, tight clothing on. Not appropriately linked tight clothing either.
And we get the most intelligent analysis from friends of ours like Jeffrey Tucker.
You pulled over, engine trouble, and what happened? I don't know.
Seriously though, we love putting on a show that both entertains and educates. We're growing and we'd be thrilled if you joined us. Check out PreussPodcast.com for more. That's P-R-E-U-S-S podcast.com.
Make sure to subscribe to all the podcasts on the Libertarian Wing Media Podcast Network on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher, such as the Alex Merced Cast, with interesting interviews with interesting people every week. Breaking Progressives, spending time every week breaking down left-wing narratives and showing what's real and what's fake. Economics Why Not, a weekly look at economics and applying economic principles to daily life. Better Today, a weekly podcast where we take a look on ways to improve your life and be better today. Libertarian Commons is a podcast where we play audio from the video archives of Alex Merced from his videos dating back to 2008. Liberty Public Access, a podcast where anyone can submit an episode. Submit your episodes to Alex Merced at alexmerced.com. Have you been wanting to start your own podcast? Then subscribe to Podcast and Logging Tips and Tricks, a weekly podcast about how to host your podcast, how to produce your podcast, and how to market your podcast. We'll be adding some monthly podcasts to the lineup soon, including Make Markets Free Again, a monthly look at what's going on in markets and regulation all over the world, and the Free VST podcast, looking at free VST instruments for electronic music producers. Listen to these podcasts by going to libertarianwingmedia.com or subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And if you enjoy the podcast, tell your friends and leave a positive review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
All right, everyone, welcome back. We're going to close up the show in a few minutes, but I cut to the last commercial break early because I want to give a little bit more time to this topic. And as we close up, sir, this is an area of study and research that you're extremely passionate about. You're a psychic, you're a writer. But when it comes to demons, I mean, it's just, you know, when I think of this type of things, I think of, you know, Amityville Horror. I think of, you know, just insert a certain, you know, horror film that deals with this, and that's generally where I think of things. So I'm just curious, is there a situation where you were dealing with demonic activity that just really jumps out to you in your years of dealing with this?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the Amityville Horror, and that's a perfect example of a situation where in the family that lived there and precipitated the events that became sensationalized in a book and in films, the DeFeo family, the son, Ronald DeFeo, who again executed his entire family in one evening, was very much attracted to and interested in dark things. And so it stands to reason that if there were some negative energies in the house, that all just sort of escalated until that one horrific event. What I have seen, again, we talked about the concept of a healthy respect and keeping a healthy distance from one another. And I have seen, first of all, I had some experiences as a child. So I've been there, done that. And in hindsight, I'm grateful to have had those experiences because there's nothing that they can show me that I haven't already seen or heard or smelled or tasted. And so I have that in my favor, I think. So when I go into a home that has some extreme activity that cannot be attributed to a ghostly presence, again, there is always addiction or abuse in that household. But there have been times when speaking of that healthy respect, I have walked into rooms and I have seen imps scatter to the four corners of the room when I walk in. I remember walking into a second floor teenage boy's bedroom and the window was open and I heard something jump out the window screaming like a cat that had been scalded. And they do this. They give me a wide berth because they know who I'm there representing.
So you mentioned that this has been going on since your childhood, and I don't want to sound rude at all, but how do you know that you were developing this psychic ability? And, you know, when just for most people, they would think that maybe there might be something, you know, I'm going to sound like a jerk when I say this, there might not be something absolutely right with you. I sound like a jerk. I'm sorry. I didn't know how else to phrase it. This is typically, and I believe in this type of stuff. I believe in this type of stuff. So you tell me you're a psychic, I'm going to believe you 110%. But, you know, I've got some skeptic cousins who are probably going to say, oh, that guy's just nuts or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm a skeptic also. You know, I have very high standards of excellence that I hold myself accountable to, and it has to be pretty spectacular to impress me. So I would invite you to take a look at some of the clips that are posted to that page on my website and draw your own conclusions. But there's a difference between a skeptic who is at least somewhat open-minded and could be convinced one way or the other. There's a difference between a skeptic and a cynic. And a cynic has already made up their mind and has closed their mind and refuses to be reasoned with. But, you know, I think it's healthy to be a skeptic. And when I was a kid, I had experiences with a phantom that would come and stand in my bedroom doorway every night as I was trying to fall asleep. And he was a black silhouette, about 6.5 feet tall, a floor-length black coat, and a black broad-brimmed hat. And he came, not surprisingly, to seduce me into recruitment and to join forces with him. And he came at the absolute worst time of my life, not surprisingly. So I was extremely vulnerable to succumbing to that temptation. And he came around every night for quite some time, promising me power over the tormentors who were bullying me on a daily basis for about 7 or 8 years of my life. And when I was composing my most recent book, Under Spiritual Siege, and doing the research, I was shocked to learn that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of other people that have seen the exact same entity. So while I myself may have been a bit skeptical, wondering was it only my imagination, that was eradicated, and what I had seen was validated by many, many other accounts who described the exact same thing.
Wow. Sir, I bet we can keep talking about this for hours, but you mentioned your website earlier and your new book that recently came out. To kind of wrap things up, if people want to read some of your work, keep up with you and everything you're doing, how can they do so?
Thank you, Remzo. My website is simply my name, which is williamstillman.com. Stillman is S-T-I-L-L-M-A-N, williamstillman.com. If people are interested in taking a look at my Facebook page, there's an icon on the homepage that you can click through that will take you to the Facebook page. And every day in my prayers and meditation, I get original inspirational quotes, and I have over 1,500 of them now. They're all different. And every morning I put one up on Facebook, so it might give you a little something to consider and reflect upon for the rest of the day. And also on my home website, there's information about my books. There's a psychic page, so you can read about the psychic work. There are endorsements from other people. And as I said, there are some video clips, about 9 or 10 of them, of me actually in action doing work with audiences.
Outstanding. Sir, thank you so much for coming on the program. This was an incredibly informative episode, and I do greatly appreciate your time.
Oh, my great privilege. Thanks for having me.
So, folks, there are 20 million different ways I can go ahead and close this episode, but the next time you think someone might be possessed by a demon, you might want to be a little bit more cautious, because they might actually be. And if you like conversations like this one, go ahead and do me a favor. Go ahead and leave me a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. It helps us grow. It helps these conversations reach thousands of more people. And as always, check us out on our networks. If you're commuting or at the gym or walking the dog, go ahead and check us out on Auto Radio, LRN.FM, Player FM, and the Self Defense Radio Network. As always, I'm your host, Remso W. Martinez. Try to make freedom great again. Be nice to your neighbor. Go treat yourself. And tune in next week, folks. Good night.
Stay connected to Liberty's Rabble Rouser on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date with the latest episodes, blogs, and other available content. What are you waiting for?